Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Philly, you are so wonderful and interesting. You deserve a local news podcast all your own.
Check out the JohnCast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
I'm Matt Leon. Several area basketball teams getting ready for the Division III NCAA tournament. Included in that group, the Rowan University men's squad down in Glassboro, New Jersey. The 23-5 Profs have earned an at-large bid after falling just short in the New Jersey Athletic Conference title game, and Rowan will play Susquehanna in the first round of the tournament. The game will be played at Christopher Newport University, which is in Newport News, Virginia. Caught up with Rowan head coach Joe Crispin to talk about his squad getting into the tournament field and what he expects against Susquehanna. Give a listen. So first of all, congratulations, a phenomenal season. You guys get to the NJAC championship game, fall a little short against Stockton. Just kind of talk to me overall about the group and the success you've had this year.
Well, I have a great group, and our staff has done a good job. Our players have done a good job. I mean, we're coming off a year that we didn't have a season. So it's easy to lose momentum. I know some teams did. I mean, it's hard. We were able to keep the guys that we were going to have and then add a few more. And guys were on the same page. They were excited to play. We have had a ton of depth. Lost some of it a little bit to injury as of late, but just a good group of kids, older, not necessarily super experienced, which kind of showed in the championship the other night, but good basketball players, and they bought into what we were trying to do. And, you know, we're fourth in the country in scoring. We're, you know, at the top on a lot of statistical categories. And one of the things I value is I think we're pretty fun to watch most nights. So it's been a good year, but it's also been one that we've had a lot of struggles in the second half, and we feel like we should have done even better.
Was there a moment when you really felt it come together with this group? Because you mentioned not playing last year, and the best laid plans or the best hopes, you know, that takes a while to kind of get the engine purring again.
Yeah, I honestly thought we were just going to be good. I did. I just, from the beginning, we just, the guys did a great job in the preseason working out and getting ready. It was a good group of kids who, you know, they all came in with the same talk of just like, we're here to win. We're, you know, play less minutes, get more done, win more, be the deepest team around, play fast, play fearless, play free. That was it from the beginning. So I think the guys did a great job just buying in immediately. And, you know, we started the year just trying to figure it out. And we were, because of our talent level and because we were different, scoring a lot of points, pressuring the whole game, creating pace, I think we had an advantage at the beginning of the season. And, you know, I missed the second part myself due to COVID or protocols. And then, you know, half our team was out at some point. So it was a wild kind of 3 weeks right in the middle of the season that we had to struggle through, where we had a really, really good thing going and it felt a little bit threatened because we lost some momentum. We were just trying to survive for 3 weeks, but fortunately we were able to finish well. And it's just, you know, people ask me like, you know, did you expect this? I was like, yeah, that and more. I mean, that's, maybe that's how I always think, and maybe it's unreasonable, but that's how we roll.
We mentioned you got to the title game, lost, didn't get the automatic bid, but were you pretty confident about your at-large chances? The resume was strong, the win total was strong, but there, I would guess there's always kind of that uncertainty when you leave it in the hands of a committee.
Yeah, I knew that, you know, we had lost to Stockton three times and they did a great job. We felt like we lost to them twice. We kind of lost to ourselves the first time because it was a new team and we kind of freaked out rather than just playing with composure. But Stockton played great to beat us two times. I mean, they were two great basketball games and they hit a few shots at the end that we didn't hit. And there you go. I didn't really look at the at-large stuff in detail until after that game because we just wanted to win it. And that's just my mentality. And once I looked at it, I felt pretty good, and got some wisdom from others. You know, we were lacking maybe the signature win we wanted, but even two of our regional losses were during that COVID time where we had, you know, seven, but that wasn't part of the factor. I think we earned it. And I think our guys should feel good about that. And now you want to just build on it and try to make a run.
You mentioned scoring all the points, playing with pace, trapping. Who are some of the kids leading the way? You know, who are some of the names that fans might be able to get to know here over the next week or so?
Yeah, Marcellus Ross was our leading scorer. You know, went to school at St. Joe's Hamilton. He's a South Jersey kid, a great shooter, just good attack. He's a transfer from Caldwell. I think Andrew Seeger, who was transfer from Mercyhurst, 6'7", mismatch problem for everybody. Just a great slasher scorer. Audi Azemi, who's another guard, who's a great defender, averages double figures. Hafiz Melvin, another South Jersey guy, averaging double figures for us. So, you know, those four guys have been probably our most consistent scorers, but I think we've had six or seven guys lead us in scoring at some point during the year. So we've had DeAndre Vilmar, Connor Dickerson, Josh Wright. We have a lot of weapons. We come from a lot of angles at people. And that's kind of what makes us unique, is you don't know, you have to put 10 guys on the board when you're preparing for us. And, you know, one of those bottom four could lead us in scoring that day. So that's kind of the method of our madness, is we're tougher to prepare for and you're either ready for us or not, with the way we defend and the way we score. So in the pace we play, it's not something you can just draw up and, you know, put in an offense for. It's something that you just got to show up to the game and you're either ready or you aren't, because we're going to play the way we're going to play. So there's subtleties to it and there's different game plans to it. But on the whole, we're trying to make the game fast, make it a one-on-one game, make it free flowing, because that's what our guys are really good at.
How much of an advantage is that unique style of play in a tournament situation where you're playing, teams are playing you for the first time? If you're fortunate enough to win on Friday, you turn right around on Saturday. So the team you're playing the second day, you know, doesn't have much time at all. I would imagine that makes life really uncomfortable for a lot of coaching staffs.
The tournament situation is exactly why we play this way. I mean, this has been our goal from the beginning, is to be able to compete on the national stage and to have a chance against the best teams in the country. And my conclusion after, you know, watching film the first couple of years I was even here was, the only way we can be competitive here at Rowan with those great teams in the D3 country is to be a team they haven't played all year. It's just as simple as that. So we want to be that team where when you play us, it's the only time all year you play us. Whereas at other teams, they're very similar. They play the same way. This guy does this. This guy does this. They have three guys, and he's number one, and he's number two, and he's number three, and then this guy might have a good night, and that's it. That's how a lot of teams are built. So we've tried to just build something that is not that. And that has to our advantage. And we play a lot of conference games, which actually hurts us a little bit. I think it can help or hurt our conference depending on the year, but it hurts us because, you know, when the kids see us once or twice, you know, Stockton, even that third time, like Stockton's a team who is a good one-on-one team, who is can simplify the game and hit some really tough shots, which we make people do. But the tournament setting is, it doesn't guarantee anything, but it certainly gives us a chance.
Susquehanna first round. What can you tell us about them?
Well, we played them a couple years ago. I know Coach Marcinic well. Back in my high school days, used to go up to camp to Susquehanna with Pittman High School, Coach Harper. He lets him play. I mean, he's got good kids. He's got an experienced team. They move the ball well. It's usually pretty fun game when we play them because they can score too. Dominic Dunn's a South Jersey kid. Freundheim's a Jersey kid. Their leading scorer, I forget how you say his name, but he's a good player. 2 years ago, he had 39 on us. We didn't even know his name. It was incredible. Coming off the bench, and he's a nice player. So they got talent. They got a little bit of depth. So I think it'll be a fun game. I don't know what their exact game plan will be, but you know, they do like to score it. So I always like playing against teams like that. The ones who don't want to score are the most infuriating.
And what's the message to the kids? Because this is a situation you want them to savor it and relish it, but also not lose sight on, we're not just here to get a program and take a picture. We've got work to do.
Yeah, I think our message is pretty consistent. You know, one of my goals as a coach, like I just don't think there's enough happy basketball players. I think a lot of times you get just caught in the muck of wanting to win or needing to win, which is the worst feeling. And, you know, we want it to be fun and we want it to be, you get to go out and play. It's a get to, it's not a have to. So, you know, more than anything, we kind of try to play like underdogs, whether we're the underdogs or not. Like, it doesn't matter if we're 18-2, we play as if we got to take risks the way a David would against a Goliath. So that'll be our mentality going into the first round game and second round game or any round game is always the same. Go out there, be aggressive, have fun, take some risks without crossing into stupid, and do the best you can together. I mean, that's, I often just write a lot of the same things on board. I'm on the board. And again, there's our game plans are different, but just subtly different, not radically different. We just try to stay consistent with who we are. It's what our identity is. So our message is go be you, go be us, and let the chips fall where they may.
That will do it for this bonus episode of One on One. Many thanks to Joe Crispin for taking the time to talk, and Rowan's first round game with Susquehanna. That's set for a 5 o'clock tip off on Friday. Now you can follow the show on Twitter at One on One Pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.